Ahead of his address to Congress today, President Obama had another speech to make. It was at a memorial service for legendary newsman Walter Cronkite. The president described the former CBS icon as a voice of certainty in a world growing more and more uncertain. Italians are also mourning a TV legend today. He wasn't a newsman, but he was considered the essence of Italian television. The world's William Troop grew up in Italy and has this appreciation of Mike Bongiorno.
When I arrived in Italy as a kid in the early 1970s, Italian TV was strictly black and white. The programming was equally austere, except for soccer and quiz shows. And Mr. Quiz Show was Mike Bongiorno.
Amici ascoltatori, allegria!
Allegria! Cheers, he said to viewers. Back then, I assumed Mike Bongiorno's name was made up. But no, he was born Michael Bongiorno in New York. He moved to Italy as a child. He was there during World War II, joined a resistance group, even ended up a prisoner at a German concentration camp. After the war, he spent some time back in New York and reportedly worked in radio a bit. By the early 1950s, he was in Italy again and on the air the very day that Italy's first TV channel began broadcasting.
Allegria!
That was all before my time. I didn't know any of that when my family and I tuned in, along with all of Italy, it seemed, to watch Rischia Tutto or Lascia o Raddoppia. Those were essentially Italian versions of Jeopardy. Looking back, Mike Bongiorno was like Merv Griffin and Alex Trebek rolled into one.
Quale opera di Flaubert narra un suo amore giovanile e della rivoluzione del 1848? Signor Paolini.
Later, he became like Pat Sajak, too, hosting an Italian version of Wheel of Fortune. He was always surrounded by a troupe of Vanna Whites and a glitzy set to match. But Bongiorno was no mere imitator. He was also a national father figure on TV. Once, he gave Italians an ethics lesson after he caught a contestant cheating on his show.
Mi meraviglio di lei, come gli scolaretti a scuola. Ma cara signorina, ma lei...
Li avevo qui anche sul tavolo.
Ma lei li aveva qua. Ma cara signorina, ma come si permette lei...
Bongiorno proceeded to scold the contestant and then throw her off the show. These were the days when Italy had no real TV news anchor personalities, so Mike Bongiorno, in a sense, played a similar role to Walter Cronkite. He was someone you could depend on. Only instead of, that's the way it is, it was...
Allegria!
He kept using that word for decades. Bongiorno also came across as an everyman, not afraid to make mistakes on air. Some of those mistakes are part of Italian TV lore now. Like the time he asked a contestant how her husband was doing. When the woman wouldn't answer, he pressed her.
Non sembra molto convinta, come mai, signora?
No, perché sono vedova.
She finally blurted, I'm a widow. Ouch. Despite such mistakes, Italians loved Mike Bongiorno, and he made Italian TV history in more ways than one. In the 1980s, when Italy got its first private commercial TV stations, no one watched, until Mike Bongiorno left state-run Rai TV and took his show to a small station owned by a man named Silvio Berlusconi. In recent years, Bongiorno had bitterly parted ways with the Italian prime minister and his media empire. He was working on a remake of one of his shows for another station. Now, Bongiorno may be gone, but his catchphrase,
Allegria,
is the ultimate returning champion. For the world, I'm William Troop.